This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com. Gentlemen, welcome to America's Auto Enthusiast Program. This is Auto World. And now, here's your host, Bob Long.
Thank you very much for joining me here for another hour of Auto World. world. In this hour of the program, we're going to be talking to the host of a brand new television show on the Velocity Channel. He's standing by to tell us all about the show and all about himself. Also, a little later on, we're going to be talking with George Douglas from oilhelp.com, one of the largest AMSOIL distributors in all of North America. And don't forget, George loves to get your emails, george@oilhelp.com. If he can help you out with a question, and also because you're a listener of this year's broadcast, you're going to get something really cool for free just by dropping him a note at george@oilhelp.com, and he's going to send you out a little goodie. Telephone-wise, you can get a hold of us at the usual number, 855-660-4261, 855-660-4261, via the email, bob@autoworldradio.com, bob@boblongradio.com. Well, I love the Velocity Channel. I have a number of folks who do shows on there, including John Davis from Television's Motor Week, which is also on PBS, Wayne Carini, and many, many others. And now it's my pleasure to welcome one of the newest hosts on Velocity. And this gentleman is a guy with a fascinating background. Yeah, he is got a brand new show with a very unique name. The name of the show is called Speed is the New Black. It's going to be debuting on May the 22nd. It's my pleasure to welcome Noah Alexander to the airways of Auto World. Hi, Noah. Thank you for your time.
Hey, thank you. How are you doing today?
I'm doing fine. Thanks so much. Well, tell us a little bit about yourself. I know that they call you an auto prodigy. How does that make you feel, number one? And tell us a little bit about how you got involved with vehicles. Were you a car guy from the time you were a little boy? When did it all start?
So, yeah, since I was a small child, as early as I can remember, I was drawn to cars. It was first the Porsche 911. That was, I don't know what it was about that car, but I assume it was the shape and something about the way they sounded. So that was kind of my entry into the auto world. And after that, I was in all the way. The only thing is, growing up, I didn't have a lot of car guys in my family, so I had to kind of find opportunities, you know, that were of interest to me. And you know, I didn't have people taking me to car shows. I didn't have any of that. So I involved myself as much as I possibly could, but really didn't get a whole lot of flavor there. However, when I got out of college, I was looking for a career. I was a psychology major. I didn't know what I was going to do with that. I was on my way back to school to get a business degree, and I happened to get a job in the automotive business, and it was just like an over the summer thing. I was going to work for a guy. He bought and sold a lot of classic cars, I absolutely loved it. And as soon as I got a taste of it, I was like, this is exactly what I'm doing. I'm staying with this. I'm going to figure out how it can work in this industry, because and it was kind of what I always wanted to do in the back of my head, but I wasn't really sure, you know, how I was going to go about it. So, you know, I followed that for about a year. I kept working for this gentleman, and I was 24, but 24 years old, and I went to the bank and I got a loan. Somehow they lent me money. I don't know how. You can't do that now. No one will lend you money for anything. But I got a loan. I owned an automobile. I didn't have a house. There's nothing to take that. They weren't loaning it against anything, but I got a loan and I started up a business. So, and, you know, the business was just buying and selling classic cars, just stuff that I really liked, stuff that was high quality, cars I always really wanted for myself, but, you know, couldn't afford to buy. So I was able to kind of buy and sell these cars, and met a lot of great people from all over the world. And, you know, it started to open up some cool doors. So, being that these were old cars, we had to work on them, and I started, you know, I hired a couple mechanics, and we'd been outsourcing all the work on these classic cars, and we started working on the cars, and from there, we decided to start messing around with some restoration work, and it kind of all that's where it all started. That's where it all came from. And since then, we've been going strong and, you know, absolutely, you know, continue to love this industry. Wonderful customers, very cool projects. Just every day I get up in the morning and I'm happy to go to work and, you know, be a part of it all. So.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
Hi, this is Bob Long, syndicated host of Auto World, presented in part by J.C. Whitney, who is going to save you a ton of money. From now through December 31st, save on car, truck, or Jeep accessories or part. How do you do it? Just go and order what you want. In the checkout section, put Bob 20. Put Bob 20. 20% off. That's quite a deal. Check it out. JCWhitney.com. Bob 20.
This is Ed Lukasevic.
And Cindy Lukasevic at Dynavite.
This year, whenever you order a 90-day supply of Dynavite for your dog, we'll send you a free sample of one of the other doggy things we make.
Like Lico Chops, Super Mega Fish Oil, or Doggo Suds Shampoo.
What's on your dog's wish list?
We'll offer a different freebie each week at Dynavite.com.
Don't you just love the sound of healthy, happy dogs?
Dynavite is nutrition.
Dynavite for life.
DINOVITE.com.
Have you ever lost your power and wanted to simply flip a switch to get the lights back on? If so, pay close attention because huge discounts are now available in solar generators. Perfect for backup power outages and emergencies. Portable solar generators provide life-saving electrical power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, a solar generator runs quietly, emits no dangerous fumes, and produces an endless supply of electricity from the sun. It's like having an electric power plant running secretly in your own home. Right now, get a $5,000 solar generator for just $995 while supplies last. Go to mysolarbackup.com to learn more. That's mysolarbackup.com. GCN listeners use coupon code GCN at checkout for this special offer. Mysolarbackup.com. Use coupon code GCN. EMP protection available at an additional charge.
The answer to being in control of your own health care is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's F-I-V-E starsoap.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Most people think life insurance pays after you're dead. That's true. But did you know you can have tax-free access to your life insurance while you're still alive? You can use the life benefits of your life insurance to grow your money with certainty and guarantees. No stock market risk, no tax risk, and no penalties. Call Life Benefits if you'd like a free book about how this can be done. Call 702-660-7000. That's 702-660-7000.
My pappy said, son, you're going to drive me to drinking if you don't stop driving that hot rod Lincoln.
Giving your radio a broadcasted tune-up. This is Auto World, and your host, Bob Long.
Have you heard the story of the hot rod race with the Fords and Lincolns was set in the pace? That story is true. I'm here to say I was driving that Model A. It's got a Lincoln motor, and it's really souped up. That Model A body makes it look like a pup's. Got eight cylinders and uses them all. Got overdrive. Just won't stall. with a four-barrel carb and a dual exhaust. With 411 gears, you can really get lost. Got safety tubes, but I ain't scared. The brakes are good, tires fair. Pulled out of San Pedro late one night. The moon and the stars were shining bright. We was driving up Grapevine Hill, passing cars like they was standing still. All of a sudden, in the wind.
Giving your radio a broadcasted tune-up. This is Auto World and your host, Bob Long.
Welcome back, everybody. Thanks so much for being here. We're having lots of fun talking with Noah Alexander. He's the host of a brand new show on the Velocity Channel, debuting this upcoming Wednesday, the 24th of May. It's called Speed is in a New Black, and Noah is a car guy and does a lot of restorations and customizations of vehicles. Let's talk a little bit more about some of the favorite ones that you've done in recent times and over the years. Tell us a little bit about some of your favorite work that you've done.
Sure, I've got a couple we wrapped up last year that I'm quite fond of, and I have eight of the main builds on our show that I'd love to talk to you about, but I've got to wait till the show comes out. However, we finished two really wonderful vehicles in the past. These were done. We had them at SEMA last year, and some of my favorite that we've done, very very unique. First is a '55 Chevy Nomad. For a local customer, which is great. A lot of times we get customers from all over the country, which is also wonderful, but it's nice when they're local and they can come in a lot and kind of watch as they progress. It's a lot of fun for us. So this gentleman had wanted to build a 55 Nomad for many, many years, and seeing one drive down his street as a child, and we done a couple other builds from him, and he said, you know, it's time to do that Nomad. So I found one out in Arizona. And it was a body, and most importantly, all the trim was there, which is important on those Nomads. And we wanted to build a kind of a wild resto mod. So he knew a lot of the performance stuff he wanted, and he just, you know, needed us to implement everything and get the quality on par with what he was looking for. So, you know, we ordered a full custom spec'd out Roadster Shop chassis, which was wonderful, and came with, you know, their very, very high quality fabrication standards. Rack and pinion, two of the control arms, all Corvette stuff up front, C6 spindles, giant Ford 9-inch rear end. We had it set up for a mini tub in the back so we can run a really nice offset on the rear wheel. And so we ended up calling it Gone Mad because we kind of went crazy with it, and he got very excited on board, and that really ended up turning out a very, very high-end custom car. And it's got a Shafroff Racing, the 509, which is actually based on the 409. It's all aluminum motor, makes over 650 horsepower, has a 4LAD transmission, and just a wild over-the-top interior. And we got into the styling on this vehicle, you know, over and above the performance. And we used a lot of, I had pictures of old speedboats, and I had a bunch of pictures. We just created a big board to come up with some style ideas for the interior. So I had these old Italian speedboats on one poster. They had all these pictures of cigar bars. We created this really, really, just kind of luxurious interior where we've got rich, dark leather from Reliquate Leather, one of our great suppliers in New York. And then all the trim on the inside is airbrushed, like a faux wood finish like they used to do on the old cash registers back in the day. So it's a really rich, really rich feeling car. And the exterior, we did a wild green, which sounds kind of funny. And some people had a hard time wrapping their heads around the color scheme initially, but, you know, everybody always come back and say, man, you guys really stepped on a limb there. You have to be pretty bold and brave to do that color. And, I really like the way it turned out. So that thing's currently out driving around the roads. but it is also a very high-level show-quality vehicle. But the performance is there. The thing flat-out handles. I recently had it around the track at Gateway Motorsports Park in St. Louis. They've got a nice road course and a loop there, and I had it flying through, headed up to 135 miles an hour down the straight there, and I had it whipping through a road course. And this is a station wagon from 1955, but not much is beyond the body, not much is from 1955, so the performance is just absolutely wild. So that's my first favorite. Second favorite, we actually built for ourselves. We call it our shop truck. And it was initially started off as just a vehicle to, we were going to use it to drive around town as a promotional vehicle. We end up going to pick up parts and metal supplies all over the place. There's always somebody driving around to get something. So we said, we're going to build a really cool shop truck, and we're going to put our name on the side. And, yeah, that'll be that. However, as we do, as us car guys do, we get a little carried away, and everybody in the shop got involved, and this is over 15 people putting their heads together to build this truck. So we decided to, you know, we initially just, we're going to have it lowered on the ground a little bit and run an air ride system so it, you could lay the frame on the ground when you parked it, just kind of give it a cool look. From there it was, you know, we should put twin turbos on it and air conditioning, and we should do a modern LS motor. So the thing really spun out of control pretty quickly. So while that was going on, while we were sourcing all those parts, one of our top fabricators, Scott France, went absolutely wild with custom metal work. So the result is an absolutely wild-looking truck. We ended up calling it Tiffany. It's a pale blue, kind of like the jeweler, their color that they use. And it's a twin-turbo shop truck. Ended up with the air ride and DLS motor, air conditioning, over-the-top interior, and just a ton of wild sheet metal fabrication, and makes over 1,000 horsepower. Yeah, it has remained pretty reliable, so we drive it around. We try to take it around to local shows, encourage guys to drive it home, and just use it as much as possible. So those are my top two favorite recent builds. We just had a wonderful time building them, especially the last one I mentioned, because we didn't build it for a customer. We built it for ourselves. We were able to just go absolutely crazy with it.
Very interesting story, Noah. That's great. All kinds of wonderful stories will unfold as Noah rolls out his new television show. It's called Speed is the New Black, debuting on the Discovery Channel's Velocity Channel, and it premieres Wednesday, May 24th. 9 p.m. Eastern and Pacific on Velocity. And Noah, I know you love 911s. What are some other vehicles that you like to work on in addition to the 911s?
So, classic American muscle cars. Those were my my second love, and that's the vehicle we've really modified the most. And, you know, I need to stretch that back up.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center-cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready-to-eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and served. Life-saving, ready-to-eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305. Or hbextract.com.
Kiyosaki, Rogers, and Schiff all concur there's an economic calamity that'll be facing this country. My question to you is, do you know when and are you prepared? Most people don't, but my friends over at Republic Monetary Exchange have been leading experts in precious metals to help you offset the coming economic collapse. Right now, for a limited time, they have a free book called The 10 Reasons You Should Own Gold. You simply need to give them a call at 888-772-2929 to get that in your hands. Do not allow the insiders to do what they did to you in 2008, putting your IRAs, 401ks, and savings in jeopardy. You need this book, and you need it now. The 10 Reasons You Should Own Gold. Call 888-772-2929. That's 888-772-2929. There's a reason that the largest investment banking company in the world, JP Morgan, just purchased another 50 million ounces of silver. This free book will explain it. 888-772-2929.
Attention type 2 diabetics. If you or a loved one has taken Invokana, Invokamet, or Invokamet XR or other inhibitors for type 2 diabetes and suffered amputation of the toes, feet, or legs, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA has warned that Invokana, Invokamet, or Invokamet XR and other inhibitors for type 2 diabetes cause an increased role in amputations of the toes, feet, and legs. If you or a loved one has taken Invokana, Invokamet, or Invokamet XR or other inhibitors for type 2 diabetes and suffered amputation of the toes, feet, or legs, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-475-7607. That's 800-475-7607. Again, 800-475-7607. Call now.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. www.injuryhelpdesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
Hey, it's Billy F. Gibbons from ZZ Top, and you're listening right here to Auto World.
And welcome back to Auto World. I'm Mike Wallace alongside Mark Evans, and we're sitting in for Bob Long today. He has taken the day off. If you want to get in contact with us, if you got a car problem or you just want to reminisce about your first car, or you want to answer one of the trivia questions, why, give us a call. It's toll-free anywhere in North America. Call us at 855-660-4261. That's 855-660-4261. And you can get a hold of Mark by email if you don't want to be on the air. And his email address is...
Yes, and I will not use their last name and address and all the email, you know, to protect the innocent, motorbike. It's autotalkradio@yahoo.com. Autotalkradio@yahoo.com. And with that said, let's go. I want to share another first car story that I got emailed to me 2 weeks ago, actually, on this one.
Okay.
This is from a female, Leslie. Her first car, it's the first car story, motorbike. First car that I was officially responsible for, insurance, gas, oil, changes, general maintenance, she says, etc., was a Plymouth Horizon that I inherited from my mom after college. Starting this car in the winter was cold, she said. Long, treacherous process. It was hard to start. As I recall, this car also needed its carburetor replaced twice. This car was put out with its misery when I hit a car Wait a minute. I got to slow up and read this here. You ready for this one, Mike?
Go ahead.
It says, this car was put out of its misery when I hit a car that had stopped on the expressway for a man laying in the road trying to commit suicide. Oh, my. Now, there's your first car story.
He gave up its life for another.
I hope the heck she didn't hit that car hard enough and slide into that car that was parked, and that car ran over the guy laying on the freeway. Oh, my gosh. Where does the world come to? Oh, okay. There's your first car story.
Try to do a good deed, and what happens?
Exactly. Well, no. You and I worked on those Plymouth Horizons, and they didn't have brakes at all.
No. You could put both hands and feet on them, and they weren't going to stop real quick.
I hate to say it, but the thing looked like a Fred Flintstone squirmobile. With that laugh said, thanks, Leslie, for sharing your first car story. I hope you didn't get hurt. She didn't say anything in there about getting hurt or anything, but, you know, the first car stories are awesome. I don't know where this all started, but I do appreciate all the people sending me their first car story, good or bad. Goodness sakes.
Oh, yeah.
More than welcome to send those to me at autotalkradio@yahoo.com. We love them, don't we, Father Mike?
Oh, yeah.
Do you have a first car story?
I do. My first car was a 1959 Fiat Bianchina. It was a two-cylinder, air-cooled, two-door, and in the center of it, it was a convertible. But it was the kind where it looked like a big sunroof. It rolled all the way back down, but the sides, the metal part around the doors stayed up like the old Nashes did.
Oh, yeah.
And I even stumped Wayne Carini.
You did?
I interviewed him a couple of years ago on my show, and I told him about that car. He'd never heard of it. And I thought, what? He can't. Wayne Carini has never heard of this car? I cannot believe it.
Wow. What'd you end up paying for it? Do you remember?
Oh, boy. It was, $1,000, $900, something like that.
Yeah. What color was it?
Blue. Blue with a white. What top there was to it was white.
Okay. So the rest of the story is, why did you get rid of it, and why don't you have it anymore?
Well, I ran it. It had an oil leak, and I ran it. I was going down to get oil, and the mains locked up.
Oh.
And there was only two other ones in the state of Ohio, and couldn't find a main bearing, but the guy that had the other two got a hold of me, and he bought it.
How much?
I think it was like $400 or $500, yeah.
Yeah, yeah, wow. Well, you know, that's first car stories, you know, and do you wish you had that back today?
At 51 miles to the gallon, yes.
Yeah. Yes. Well, I figured you'd say, well, yes, because the value of it would be worth $1 million-plus, probably.
Yeah, it could very well be. I remember the thing had, it had 12-inch wheels on it.
Oh,
and
my.
And finally wore out the original Pirelli tires that came on it and went down to our Goodyear dealer. And the only thing he had that would fit it were boat trailer tires. With two. And he really got mad when he went to put it on the tire changer, and there was just a little, like a 5/8 hole. There was a 5/8 bolt that held the hubcap on, and that's the only hole there was in the hub. So those boys had to use pry bars to change the tires, and they were real happy about that.
Yep. Wow. Wow. The other day I was at a friend's house, and we were standing out in his driveway, and a little bitty car went down the road in front of this house. I mean, I'm talking about a bite-sized car. It was one of the original Fix-It-Again Tonys, the car you're talking about.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
Fix-It-Again Tony, Fiat,
yeah.
500. And it was one of the first years, so it was a lot smaller than the Fiats that are out there today. So I said, see ya, I got to go follow this car. And I did. We hopped in my car and we drove. And, well, he was one of the neighbors of my friend here. And gentleman hit the garage door opener and drove this little bitty thing into his double car garage. And I'm not kidding you, Mike, it must be only 3.5-4 feet wide. And it was for sale.
Really?
Yeah. Didn't end up with it. He wanted $5,000 for it.
Ooh.
Yes. But a little bitty bite-sized Fiat 500. And I don't remember the year, but it was an oldie. Oldie but goodie. Well, the first automobile to have headlight washers and wipers on their headlights was a, and you guessed, Mercedes.
Yeah.
Now we want to know what our listeners are going to say. What's our number again? We got a special number.
That's right. Very special number. It's toll free. 855-660-4261. 855-660-4261. Or you can email Mark.
Get that phone to ring, huh?
Yeah.
Email-wise, you can get that baby to ring, too, at autotalkradio@yahoo.com. All one word, autotalkradio@yahoo.com. Yep, General Motors are coming out with, they're wanting to sell a million electric cars, and they're going to probably end up doing it by 2021. They're pushing for family cars big time. So they're wanting the people to buy these electric cars, Motor Mike. So I don't know if I'm going to buy or not buy, but I really do think that collector-wise, I think that first EV1 that they did, I would buy one of those and just park it.
Well, you know, General Motors never sold those. You could only lease them.
Mm-hmm.
And I always wondered what that was all about, and then they wanted them all back. So you very rarely see one. I think Ohio State University still has one that they use for a test car. But you don't see them around anymore.
No. Makes them more collectible, see?
Well, that's true.
Absolutely. Absolutely. That's the key. So now, you know, we ask our listeners, are you driving a collector's car? Will it be collectible in years to come? Who knows? So what would be a collector's car? And what's your opinion? Take the year 2017, the year we're living right now. In fact, it's going bye-bye on us but as we're speaking here. But what car do you think would be collectible in 30 years from today? It has to be a 2017 model.
Right? I'd say my first thing first comes to mind is maybe a Shelby Mustang.
Yep. And then the... Of course, the Dodge, Chrysler products, huh? These Hellcats, yeah. The Demons.
Yeah.
Absolutely. But remember the 50s Impalas? And you're driving a four-door Impala.
Yeah.
The 50s Impalas are very rare today, the dual headlight one.
Yeah.
So why wouldn't your Impala be in 30, 40 years be collectible? It's an Impala.
Yeah, but they made them look alike for so many years. I don't see that becoming a collector's car.
What makes a car a collectibles car?
There's individuality, low production numbers, things like that.
High desire of what the person wants.
Yeah.
You know, you wouldn't have ever thought the Gremlin, the Pacer.
Got to go. We're over time. We'll be back in just a minute. Stay tuned. Auto World continues straight ahead on GCN.
Seems I always end up driving by.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Whether you're moving your classic car to its new home, transporting your car collection, or selling a car at auction, McAllister's Auto Transport should be your first choice. Our enclosed trailers are custom designed to ensure your antique, exotic, classic, or daily driver is handled with the same attention to detail you provide. We have been committed to delivering excellence every day for over 72 years and would be happy to provide you with a quote. Call McAllister's today at 800-748-3160 or visit our website for more details.
Happy the rescue dog. He was missing hair, stinky, scabby, but I have a vet that I trust, and she recommended Dynovite.
Order a 90-day supply of Dynovite for your dog this week.
We'll send you a bottle of Super Mega Fish Oil free.
Packed with omega-3, DHA, and EPA fatty acids.
Super Mega is great for your dog's immune system, healthy skin, and soft, shiny fur.
Try Super Omega Fish Oil.
Free this week at Dynovite.com.
Dinovite.com.
Non-attorney paid spokesperson. Could your house go into foreclosure? Are you behind on your mortgage payments? Does it seem like the bank has no interest in helping you save your home? And you feel like you have nowhere to turn for help? Then we have good news for you. Foreclosure Protection Services can help save your home as they specialize in foreclosure assistance. That's all they do. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, or been the victim of a predatory loan, it's critical that you call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. Their network of attorneys and their agents are available to speak to you now. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, Foreclosure Protection Services can help stop the foreclosure process. Call today before it's too late. New laws are in effect and may save your home. Call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. 800-667-9035. That's 800-667-9035.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Message and data rates may apply.
Guys, got hair loss? I know what you're thinking. Should I shave my head, comb it over, wear a hat? Just stop. This isn't 1970. Keep your hair and your confidence because Bosley, America's number one hair restoration expert, can give you your real hair back permanently. Check them out today because they're giving away an absolutely free information kit and a free gift card to everyone who texts EASY66 to 85850. Dude, you don't have to look like your dad because this isn't your dad's hair loss treatment. People all over the country trust Bosley because they're ahead of the curve. They use the latest technology to give you your real hair back. And the best part, Bosley's permanent solution is protected by the Bosley Guarantee. Let them show you for free how awesome your hair could look with an absolutely free information kit and a gift card for $250 off. Text EASY66 to 85850. Ask about the Bosley Guarantee. EASY66 to 85850.
Actual testimonials from real Numana customers.
I've tried all kinds of food storage, and Numana is by far the best.
I'm a single mom with two teenage boys and a full-time job. I don't always have time to cook a four-course meal. That's where Numana has been such a blessing. I can spend less time in the kitchen and more time on what matters most, like helping with homework.
Find out for yourself. Order online at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com. Numana is
the stores I like to eat. Yum!
Thepowermall.com.
Giving your radio a broadcasted tune-up. This is Auto World and your host, Bob Long.
And welcome back to Auto World, your one-stop shop for automotive information. I'm Mike Wallace alongside Mark Evans, sitting in for Bob Long, who is off today. And you can call us with any of your questions, or if you've got a first car story you want to tell, or you want to answer our trivia question, why, give us a call. It's toll-free from anywhere in North America, 855-660-4261, 855-660-4261. And, of course, you can, if you don't want to be on the air, email Mark.
Oh, yeah. Telephone's ringing. The email is autotalkradio@yahoo.com. One word, autotalkradio@yahoo.com, and it does work, Mike, all the time. Oops. Wait a minute, Mike. Something's coming in on the teletype. Uh-oh. I can't get it, though. Oh, there's the bell. Oh, my God, the teletype just went crazy. Well, it's time for the Auto Talk Car Fact, because that's what just came over the teletype, Motor Mike. This Auto Talk Car Fact talked about wings earlier. Does your car have wings? Well, this Auto Talk Car Fact is, of course, brought to you by one of our sponsors, Sean's Steering Wheel Lube. Oh, yes, your complete steering wheel lube all in one bottle. The lotion that you'll never forget. Take that lube gun. That's right, folks. Take the lube gun. That's right. Take it. Grab it. Spray it all over your steering wheel. Thanks to Sean, you can now get and have what your hands have been asking for. That's right. Lotion on your steering wheel. Call 1-800-LUBE-THAT-WHEEL. Thanks, Sean. It's always good to have a great sponsor. And as he says, lube it.
It also has a little lanolin in it.
Yeah. I actually got the citrus.
Oh, you did?
Uh-oh. Yeah. Did you get the lemon one?
No, I got the lemon, yeah.
Yeah. I might have to try the lemon. Maybe we should put lemon on the left side of the steering wheel and the citrus orange on the right side.
I'll tell you, that's some great stuff. It really adds excitement to driving up and down this mountain road.
Have you ever, well, your hands are soft, so, but have you ever gone off the road because of it?
A little bit.
Yeah, but see, Tammy will never forget you with those soft Sean's steering wheel.
They're soft. They're a little bloody, but they're soft.
Well, this week's Auto Talk Car Fact is a 1954 Mercedes, the 300 SL Gullwing motor, Mike.
Yes, indeedy.
Oh, yeah. If this thing was a boxer, it could glide around a ballroom as well as he can dance around the ring. Bam, bam, bam. Yes, the Mercedes 300 SL Gullwing with a massive 190 horsepower, 3-liter fuel-injected inline six perched in front of that feather-touch suspension. Oh, the Gullwing was a powerful but precise machine, motorbike. Not satisfied to be there? Yes, it was. In fact, it was an exclusive grocer that won the 24 Hours of Le Mans in 1952. The wings to fly, they call it. Yes, the chassis gave the car strength and lightness. The SL stands for? What's it stand for, motorbike?
Super luxury.
Sport light.
Sport. Oh, okay.
The 300 SL Gullwing. 300 Sport Light Gullwing. Oh, stands for Sport Light, but there was a problem with this car, an essential part of the frame that lay right where the door hinge in a conventional car would have been. The solution, put the hinge on the roof and let the door swing up. In 1954, its first model year, of course, in an era that when there were big fins that we talked about earlier, the fuzzy dice were hanging off the boxy sedans all over the America. It was like nothing anybody had ever seen before. The Gullwing door. Wow, so
they were looks, huh? They were a lot of fun in shopping center parking lots, too.
Oh, absolutely. And this is amazing that actually the first in any production automobile, the 300 SL, looked and sounded like it was ready to eat asphalt. In 1957, at the end of its model run, the Gullwing was put on display in a place of honor at the Metropolitan Museum of Art.
Ooh.
Now, yeah. In 1955, which was in the middle of the running of the years of these Gullwings, what was the price of that back in 1955?
Oh, I'd give it $10,000.
$12,000.
That was close.
It, but it's a pretty heavy-looking car, wasn't it?
Yeah.
The weight of this humdinger. What do you think the number was on the weight?
5,600.
2,860 pounds was all.
Really?
Yes, sir. Four-speed manual, 190 horsepower, HP, 3-liter, inline six, overhead cam, it was fuel-injected. Beautiful car, the picture I have in front of me, of course, the gold, the doors are up. Looks like wings flying, and it's kind of like a teak color on it.
Yeah.
Sports car, of course, out of Germany is where it came from, and Mercedes, of course, and I want to say thanks to Sean, the steering wheel lube maniac out there for bringing us that.
Well, was it made out of fiberglass?
No, metal.
Really? Huh. That's awfully light for a full metal-bodied car.
This it is, absolutely. The Mercedes 300 SL Gullwing was also, some fans of it, was Elvis Presley had some. And Sophia Lorraine, if I can say her name right, I'm butchering her name. She had a Gullwing. And with that said, in high school, there was a girl in Boise, Idaho here, had a pink one. Her parents bought it for her, and they painted it pink. And she drove that thing last year of high school. Now, it was $12,000 back in 1955. I wonder what those things are worth today.
Oh, boy. You're probably you got to be talking six figures anyhow.
Oh, probably. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Absolutely. That's some big time money. But we still got to figure out who was the king of the north, which means that three trucks, three brands went up to Canada and they drove the living daylights, nightlights out of them. Ford, Chevy, or Dodge. Now, with that said, I got to give our listeners a little bit of clues here, too.
Okay.
Say Ford, it was a 4x4, four-wheel drive, Ford, 2017, F-150 Raptor with a V6 in it.
Ooh, okay.
Next one, 2017 Chevrolet Colorado, the Z22 package, V6 in it.
Uh-huh.
Now the Dodge motor, Mike, was a 2017 Dodge 4x4 Power Wagon, 250, 2500, V8.
Uh-huh.
Huh? So is that a real fair comparison? We got two V6s versus a V8.
Mm. I don't know.
Yes, maybe no. I don't know. I'd have to look at the specs to know.
Yeah, maybe the V8 got worse gas mileage. It was a little heavier. Maybe that's why it lost. I don't know. You know, I do know it's in front of me. I'll tell everybody here in a little bit. But they're more than happy to call in or email us and help to answer it. And then I've got one last hood out there that we've turned upside down. We've drilled holes. We've put a rope in it for a sled. Snow's coming, and so you're going to win this hood with rope, and they can take the whole entire family because this is actually up an 86 Cadillac Sedan DeVille.
Oh.
We just turned the hood upside down. Now that hood ornament acts as a rubber. A rudder?
Not a rubber. Yeah.
A rudder. 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 And so when you're going down the hill with the thing upside down, the curvature of the hood, you know,
uh-huh.
Yeah, the Cadillac doesn't quite have much curvature, so you're going to have to use that hood ornament as a rudder, not a rubber, but a rudder,
yeah,
to steer that bad boy. But that is the gift this week here on Auto.
All right. And the shipping is free.
Today and only today is free. You can get charged. But today, well, we've teamed up with Amazon. That's why we're getting this free shipping now.
Yeah. Yeah. Like he needs some money. Yeah, he could afford to do it for free.
And Jeff,
he owns everything now.
Jeff Bezos, he sold $1 billion worth of stock. I think it was on Friday.
Oh, good.
It reminds me of the bald-headed guy in the movie that puts his little finger up in his lips and says, "That's $1 million." Dr. Evil?
Yeah.
I can share this with you. You know the car that they drive that's got the British flag on it?
Yeah.
I have a picture of Bob Long sitting in that car.
Oh, God.
He won't like me sharing that on the air, but I did.
Well, listen, we've got less than a minute. Why don't we give the answers to these questions?
Oh, my gosh, yes. Let's first do the first automobile to have a headlight washer wiper system was a Saab in 1999. Ooh. The Saab 99, not 1999.
Okay.
The Saab 99 model.
Slobs, that's what we always call them.
What?
We call them slobs.
Slobs, yeah.
Had two-cycle oil to them.
Oh, gosh, yeah. Problem child. Yes. And then the King of the North. The King of the North. Third place, Ford.
Oh.
Second place, Chevy. So that makes the winner the Dodge.
25. Dodge. Well, there you go.
God dang it. That V8 delete. Yeah.
We just burnt 2 hours that you'll never get back. But, hey, I hope you had a good time with us. We certainly did. And we'll see you again soon. Thanks for joining us on this edition of Auto World. And we'll be back, and you be there. Thanks for listening. This has been Auto World on GCN, the Genesis Communications Network.
Folks, this is Bob Long, host of Auto World Radio, with great news. We have a new sponsor, Dan Watson, who distributes AMSOIL throughout the USA and Canada. Dan is one of AMSOIL's largest distributors. He's a former U.S. Navy nuclear specialist and a certified lubrication specialist with 25-plus years of experience. You can listen to Dan every Sunday evening live at 6 p.m. Eastern Time here on GCNLive.com. Get all of your questions answered and ensure you get the best lubrication for your car, truck, boat, or really anything that moves. In 1972, AMSOIL pioneered synthetic lubrication, and AMSOIL continues to provide the best lubrication money can buy. Get the best advice for the best results. Contact Dan at thelubepage.com. That's thelubepage.com. Or call 800-370-2986. That's 800-370-2986.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I have problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.